After a snap election held on Sunday in Greece, Alexis Tsipras, leader of the left-wing Syriza party, has been sworn in as the country's new prime minister. Syriza, who are a hardline anti-bailout party, have formed a new government in coalition with the independent Greeks. Their coalition partners, led by Panos Kamenos, have been described as a right-wing populist party. Though the parties seem poles apart, the link between them is that both strongly oppose Greeks' bailout loans and forced austerity measures introduced by the Troika, the tripartite committee led by the European Commission, the European Central Bank and the IMF. Before the election, Syriza committed themselves to a national reconstruction plan called the Thessaloniki Programme. Syriza claimed that the estimated cost of the programme would approximate to 11 billion euros, which would include a 2 billion euro provision of free electricity to those under the poverty line and an employment programme which would allocate up to 300,000 new jobs for the country's unemployed. The coalition government aims to renegotiate the bailout package from the EU and the IMF, which bailed Greece out to the tune of 240 billion euros, or 179 billion pounds. The German Chancellor, Angela Merkel, who oversaw much of the financial package, has yet to react to the election results. However, her finance minister has said there could be no restricting of Greece's debts. However, Greece's new finance minister, Yanis Varoufakis, an outspoken critique of the conditions imposed on Greece, insists that his country cannot restore its finances until its debts are lessened and has described the bailout as fiscal waterboarding. The question remains, will the victory of Syriza have a knock-on effect elsewhere across Europe? Liam McConkie, Burn FM News.